This room is dedicated to Indonesia. The kris is a dagger widespread only in the southeastern Asian archipelago, with a straight or wavy blade called bila, and often a very richly decorated hilt or hulu applied. Every important family had a kris. It was supposed to have a supernatural power and was considered as sacred as a relic. The productive process of the kris is a sacred operation itself. The bladesmith, empu, fasts, meditates, and offers gifts so as to forge a dagger in harmony with the nature and the status of its owner. A special technical skill is necessary to knead iron and meteorite nickel bars. They are repeatedly melted to obtain blades that can be composed also by 100 layers of metal. Starting from nearly 5 kilograms of iron and 50 grams of nickel, a nearly 4-hectogram blade is obtained. Some hilts are undeniable masterpieces. They can be made from ivory, wood, or even bone, and the sheath was generally made from either wood or metal. The puppets of Wayang Kulit and the Shadow Theater are obtained from buffalo leather that has been washed, dried, and smoothed by an abrading stone to eliminate the residual hair. Then the hems are sewn, and it is cut. 20 different chisels and little wooden hammers are used to carve the leather. The whole surface is colored first with white, followed by black. Then the gold leaf is added, and in the end, the other colors are used. The red faces generally correspond to excitable, expressive, rough characters, while the white ones are associated to balance and refinement, and the black ones to maturity and wisdom. In Java, the shows began in the evening from 8 and went till 4 in the morning. The puppets were steered from behind a screen. On the puppeteer side, the men sat behind the screen while the women and children watched. The puppeteer, Dalang, chose the music of the orchestra, gamelan, and lent his voice to every character. Once it was commonly believed that the puppeteer had magical powers, and in many cases, they had a perfect knowledge of the Javanese mythology. In the background of the vertical showcases, there are some Indonesian batik textiles. The term batik comes from amba, to write, and titik, dot or drop, meaning that you are drawing. Batik is a textile decorated by patterns obtained by different dyeing processes applied after a waterproof material, like clay or wax or vegetal pastes, covered the areas that should not be painted. In this way, the areas covered by wax remain the natural color of the textile. Some colors, like gold or silver, were only for the use of the aristocracy. Batik is usually decorated by a central part with the main subject and by a frame made of sharp triangles. The decorative patterns can be geometric figures or natural elements like butterflies, birds, flowers, and fruits. The human figure rarely appears.